This episode was brought to you by PharmD. Do you enjoy whiskey? Join Q, mixologist of PharmD, at the Poet's House in Florence, South Carolina on Saturday, February 1st at 6:30 as she takes you on a journey of Black-owned whiskey brands. While there, you will enjoy delectable small bites while identifying the essence of various whiskey brands in your complimentary Glencairn whiskey glass. Visit PharmDDrinkDoctor.com to secure your ticket.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode, to Wednesday's episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And this is our list episode where we list our top five of any random subject. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good, good. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Midweek.
Midweek.
I'm tired.
Hump
tired.
Day.
Tired of what?
I'm just tired.
Tired of the heat.
Heater. Oh, here we go with the heater again. Yeah, he didn't get you one yet.
Reference to last episode to hear about the heater.
Oh,
yeah. So top five comedians. That's what we talking about today, y'all.
Yep.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
I guess.
I'm excited.
You so excited that you can go first?
Yeah, I'll go first because okay. I feel like my list is the weakest this link.
All right,
link this year.
So are we going to be like on your list? Are we going to be like, who's that? Or
we going to know him?
What about you? I think.
Maybe.
I got a couple. You might be like, who's that?
We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. All right. So for my first one, I didn't do, except number one, but I really didn't go any specific order or old school. I'm when I think of comics, I think of who's relevant today and who I watch today. Mm-hmm. That's how I list it today. Okay, y'all just see. So my number five is Joe Coy.
Okay. The Chinese white
Filipino
guy.
Filipino.
He's Filipino?
Yes, he's Filipino.
He's that funny to make it your top five ever?
No, that's why I said it was in the top five.
Oh, that's
five.
Why you gave a caveat?
Yes. Why do you look so upset at my number five right now?
Yeah, what was up?
Because the
that?
List was.
She didn't even start yet.
Top five of all time. And like
no,
top
we
five.
Did not say of all time. Yeah,
it's always
your top five
favorites, period.
No, I don't
have. Okay, Joe Coy.
You can't do that with me.
Yeah,
not with comics because why? I don't watch enough stand-up comedy to have like, oh, these are my top fives.
So these are your favorites of all time then?
No, it's just
because if you didn't
it's
watch
just people that's making me laugh
if you
right
didn't
now
watch
currently.
George Carlin, you wouldn't mention George Carlin, so
hey man, she explained.
Why
she
are
said,
you so upset?
This is what she would like to start with.
Ugh.
What she listened to and what she watched.
You know what?
She's not black.
On Sunday, L was the problem. So now Wednesday, you're the problem.
No, your
do
list.
Do y'all got
is the
beef
problem.
With me or something? Did I do something?
I got beef with your list and Joe Coy.
Go get some chicken instead.
Oh yeah. How about I get pork?
Yeah, go ahead. Ooh. Either or. You ain't no beef over here.
What's beef?
You got beef.
Beef is when you
be together to go to sleep. Beef is when your mom's ain't safe up in the streets.
Beef is when you.
Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be us.
I see you.
Now I'm through. My number one, number five, is.
Jeez.
I'm just fucking with you. My number five is Patrice O'Neal.
Okay.
He died a little early.
2011.
He died in 2011?
Yes, he did.
Health complications. Ironic, one of my favorite bits of his is about his health. And, you know, he was talking about how him and his wife got a little freaky. And, you know, a little pee play, a little, you know, Golden shower. And okay. So the next day after, she was like, you know, baby, last night, you know, a little bit of your pee got in my mouth, and I noticed it was a little sweet. You might want to go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? He's like, because it tastes like birthday cake. He was like, that's how I know my wife loved me. You know what I'm saying? Tell me that I need to go, you know, get checked for diabetes because my pee was a little bit too sweet. So
it's like, hold on, though. Yeah. Here's my question.
Yeah.
How she know what pee supposed to taste like?
You don't know what pee supposed to taste like?
Everybody know what pee tastes like.
No, I don't.
Yes,
it's a little salty.
She no, knows. I don't.
You got you a never, son? There was times you was changing the
no,
pamper.
No, my son has never peed in my mouth.
Ain't never got a little on your lip?
No.
You never, you know, after you left the bathroom, you know,
no.
Lick your fingers?
What? What kind of fetish nasty shit are you on?
No, I'm just saying. Everybody know what pee tastes like.
No, I really don't.
It's salty.
But I really it like do sweat. Not.
That's what it is. Everybody know what pee tastes like, but they won't tell you how they know.
I'll tell you how I know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I really don't know what pee supposed. That's why that was my first question. Like, how she know what pee tastes like?
You for real?
I'm so serious right now.
Never had a golden shower?
I've never. No.
I'm asking. This is a serious question.
No. I've never had a golden shower. I've never tasted pee accidentally. I don't know
don't
what
the
pee
dial protest
is
too
supposed
much?
To taste like.
I don't know now. I'm not believing you.
Why would I lie about that?
I know, because nobody says how they know what pee tastes like. B, you know why you know?
Yeah, I know why.
Why?
Because it was a young Elijah going to the bathroom early. Morning wood, if you will.
Okay, shot you in the face?
And I'm pulling it out, and it slapped back, and pee goes everywhere, and a little bit got on my... on my lip, bit. Tastes like sweat. Hmm. 2 days later, cause pee went everywhere. The 2 days later, here come my mom. Why so rank in the bathroom?
So you pissed on the ceiling.
I pissed everywhere. The ceiling, the floor, the commode, my mouth.
No, I don't know what pee tastes like.
Yeah, so.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Why do you
and
know what
my
pee
son,
tastes like?
And then my son, as a baby, you know, they only drink breast milk. And their urine is clear. So, like.
I bet you it still
I'm talking
like
about
pee.
An adult. You can't compare an infant to an adult.
I was a kid,
like
though.
Their pee.
You,
yeah, but you had sun kissing.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? No, but I'm just saying it's but, very different from
but
an
I mean,
infant.
But, I mean, adult pee might taste better than adolescent pee, though.
Not an infant.
Why?
You drink
sure
just straight
not.
Water.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's but why. Yeah,
so that's my
that's
number
why
five.
I have a genuine question.
Yeah, yes. I need all the people that you know email.
Yeah, why
weekly.
You know? Hold on, back to his.
I don't
question.
Know. I couldn't tell you.
Hmm.
I couldn't tell you how I know. Like, it's never a time it was like it had to be a splash, like a bee situation.
Mm. You're gonna use bee situation.
It has
huh?
to
you,
be. There's
you
no
your wife
other way.
A little
no golden shower.
Not at all. Hmm. Not at all.
Okay.
Nope.
I wonder if that's the same thing as squirt.
I don't believe him for some reason. I don't believe him.
Mrs. L, email the show.
Oh.
Let us know what you guys. B Mac has emailed to say what him and his wife do.
You yeah. see how all of a sudden.
Nah, I really couldn't tell you how I know, but it's one of those taste and things you'll never forget.
Well, I don't
I hope
know.
It was yours.
Because it never happened.
Had to be. Because I was so young.
Oh, it was from a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it probably was the same situation as mine.
That's what I said. Somebody don't believe me. It was, you know, when
I
we
never
young,
got peed on by a baby, I don't think.
That,
no, I've gotten peed on by my son, but like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But it's never hit my face, thank God. It's always my clothes, and I'd be like, now I got to change my clothes.
Why is so rank in here?
That's funny.
And then I got a little penis cup. Like
what?
Disposable penis cups. Like what? It's like this. It's like a cotton thing that go over his penis when I would change him because I got tired of getting pee.
What?
They sell everything on Amazon.
No, I didn't buy it. His aunt did. And I was so grateful. And I was like, thank you. Because anytime I.
So did you
anytime
clean it?
I pulled the pamper off, he was.
Did you
cold
put that,
air got to it.
Did you put that in the dishwasher?
What?
The pee cup.
No, it was
it's
disposable.
Cloth.
It was cloth.
Oh, it's disposable.
It was disposable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
It was like 200 came in a pack, so I was good to go.
Where we at? We at my number
Your
five?
Your number five, yeah.
Yes. Are you fucking kidding me? That's a Joe Coy line. All
right, number five. My number five is, I'm going to go with Bill Bellamy. Bill Bellamy stand-ups.
Oh, why'd you look at me like
what?
That?
Why? Come on. Bill Bellamy's not funny?
I can't say too much because I know somebody who's friends with him. But go ahead. Top five of all time?
Yeah. And he had a problem.
He's at the top five. Like
with my Joe Coy.
You know, nah, I didn't have
a problem. Oh, no, you had a problem. Yeah, see? Never mind. My bad. I was helping you out, too. You are absolutely right. My bad.
Number five, I think that's my number five because his stand-ups are like, they're good, but it's my number five. It's not my number two, my number three. It's my number five.
I got to hear the rest of yours.
I mean, I got honorable mentions.
Give me something. Give me a reason why, Kevin Hart. I mean,
Bill Bellamy?
Bill Bellamy, yeah.
I guess it's his style of comedy. His style is like, he's just almost explaining. He's just talking. Almost. And it's a lot of stuff you can relate to. I think that's the main thing for him, his relatables.
I just remember one joke of his that he was talking about his sister and she was calling him Billy. That's the only one I really remember, but I don't really
remember. See, that's good because I couldn't, I don't remember any of them.
Ooh, that's not good.
But I remember he has good stand-ups.
Okay, all right. What's your number four, Corey?
My number four is Matt Rife.
Wait, what was your number five?
Patrice O'Neal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Matt Rife. He's funny right now.
My number four. You like Matt Rife?
He's funny.
I never heard of him.
The young white kid.
Yeah,
young
he's white from, kid. He came from Wild 'N Out.
Oh, that guy.
I enjoy his stand-up because his crowd work, that's what I enjoy.
I think I saw him in person.
It's quick and sharp, too.
I think I saw him in person with Lil Duval. Lil Duval came to South Carolina. He was in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
It was him, Jay Ski. Jay Ski funny as hell, too. And I think it was Matt Rife, a young Matt Rife. This was like, whenever we had Duval on the show, that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was when Duval did that stand-up, and that was when we saw him. Had to be like 2016. I think that was Matt Rife because he had a young white boy with him, and he was funny. You could tell he was young or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Matt Rife is funny. His crowd work, I enjoy.
A lot of comedians don't really like him.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because of how quote unquote fast he got famous, or the fact that he really don't do a lot of like stand up. He do a lot of crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the reason why, but
Can't be mad if it's working.
Yeah, he getting paid.
It's working.
He getting paid. Is he in any movies or anything?
Mm-mm.
Nah, he's dropping them Netflix specials every once in a while.
He started doing the YouTube specials first.
But I mean, they all want to get in movies and stuff, though.
I don't know if he wants to act.
He want to act.
I think he was.
I don't know a stand-up person who don't want to get in movies.
Yeah. I think he was in a movie. I think so.
Mm. Y'all look up Matt Rife.
Yeah, he got the spike hair, right?
Spiky
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Sometimes. He got like a little. Sometimes. He got a little fade
sometimes
on the side.
Sometimes it's swoop. Sometimes it's spiky. Sometimes it's a fade. Yeah, it's a little bit. Yeah. A little bit different.
I think he was in the movie. I think so.
I'm kind of torn with my number four, but I'll give my number four to Chris Rock.
Typical.
How's that typical? He's a legend.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Whatever. Legendary.
Yeah.
He's on your
your
number
typical
one?
List.
No.
Oh.
He's my number three.
He is?
Yeah.
Chris Rock is a legend. The one thing about Chris Rock that I don't like is the nigga joke.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his hands.
That's right.
Y'all terrible, man. But it does do that.
Yeah, I like Chris Rock. It was once, I forgot the special. I don't know if it was Bigger and Blacker. It was one that they had on the internet, and I just used to listen to it once a day when I worked for the same mortgage company from last episode. They had it on some website, like Yahoo or whatever, and you could listen to it. So I would listen to it every day. It was good. But the nigga joke, I love black people, but I hate niggas. I hate that joke. Because white people use that.
Oh.
Yeah, white people use that. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, what was your favorite stand-up from him?
Probably Big and Black.
Yeah, Big and Black was big. Like,
yeah, that was the
once
one.
That dropped, it was like nothing else. You know, at that time, that was as good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was HBO, right?
I think it was. Yes. HBO show. I think that was when HBO used to do all this, all the big stand-ups. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Chris Rock, my number four.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
who's your number four?
My number four is DC Curry.
Okay, DC. And Don DC Curry.
And you might know him as Uncle Elroy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Versace.
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 Now, only reason I picked him is because at one time I was going to see a lot of comedians at the Comedy House.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody had a name for him, I was going to see him. So DC Curry, he was like one of the funniest that I've seen at the Comedy House. I mean, I probably went in 3 months, probably saw about 10 different comedians. Like he was, you know, genuinely funny on there. You might not know how funny he is, you know, because you see him on Friday. But
mm-hmm. Now, he used to be on Comic View all the time. That's where I know him
you're
from.
Right. Yep, you're right. But some of our listeners probably don't know Comic View.
I miss Comic View.
So
Comic View on BET, coming at you info nights a week. Get your laugh on. Hey, get your laugh. Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that was great.
Look at the brains on bread.
Mr. Ronaldo Ray. Miss Laura, first you got to get you some time.
Okay, now I remember. Comic View on BET, it's a 10th anniversary.
They had a
come on, live with me, dance with me.
Gladly. That when they had the dancers come out. And they had the dancers come out with Say It Entertainer.
Yeah, they had like they went like, you know, big. They went Vegas looking.
They had Miss Laura.
Remember that? Yeah.
Ronaldo Ray. I think that was when Ricky Smiley was on.
He killed it. He killed it as a host on there.
First, you got to get your little timing. Then you need to add a little seasoning, baby. She wasn't cooking shit back then.
She wasn't.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yep, so DC Curry.
That's okay.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
And you say your number three was
Chris Rock.
Reasons? You got any other reasons?
Oh, no, it was this one stand, and I was young, too, but it was just so funny to me and my little sister. This is when he was much younger.
Before he got his teeth done?
Yes.
Okay.
He was like, you know, and this is when his delivery was real calm and just real plain. He wasn't even trying to be funny type stuff.
That's right.
He was like, you know, people use prostitutes, you know, for sex, right? I'm not doing that. If I pay a prostitute and she says, "What do you want?" Bitch, paint my house. And he was like, I'm going to use her for shit I need done. I laughed so hard cuz he was like, "Yeah, everybody be like, yeah, I want this, I want that sucked." And he said, "Bitch, paint my house.
That reminds
do some chores. That's what I'm paying a prostitute for."
There's no new jokes under the sun. Y'all know who K-Dub is?
Sounds familiar.
Have y'all seen the clip of Young Dro getting into it with somebody on the Breakfast Club?
He's like, I was going to say Atlanta, nigga.
So K-Dub is a comedian from Atlanta.
He'd be with T.I.
and all of that.
Yeah.
Probably seen it in a video. So it was a video. He was doing like little skits and stuff. He'd been a comedian for a while. And he was like acting like he fixed cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was like, "I'd do anything to so-and-so-and-so, if you can help me, whatever." And he was just like, "Anything?" So you think it's going to be sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing, you see the woman up on the car. He was like, "When you get finished with that, I'm going to need you to do changes." Right. You know what I'm saying? That joke reminded me of that K-Dub shit, though. But
yeah.
I mean, the Chris Rock thing you just said, but yeah.
Yeah, K-Dub is funny.
Yeah, that's a funny joke, though.
Yeah.
Bitch, paint my house.
He was younger, though.
Yeah, he was younger.
Shout out to Chris Rock. So no, that was your number three.
It's your number three now.
I had to think of one, and based on what you said too, he my number three just because I've seen him in person a couple of times. Bruce.
Okay.
And it was one time, and he like tell good jokes. He been in a couple movies too, but then he'll like work the crowd and stuff, and so. He was at the Comedy House one time, and it was a guy that had on way after the time period had passed.
you know them big shirts that have like them anime style shirts, the button up shirts, and they had like a dragon and shit on it. A dude had one of them shirts on. He was like, I like that shirt you got on there, boy. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, how Bruce was talking. She was like, I like that shirt, but it looks good on you. And man, just the way he was roasting my man about his shirt and shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's funny. But I like Bruce though.
That's crazy.
I put him on number three.
I like when comedians, you know, roast the crowd.
Yeah.
It was one, Chris Tucker was here, comedy, at the, you know, the Comedy House.
Mm-hmm.
And this white lady went to the bathroom, and she was there with a black guy. Oh my gosh.
He caught her coming back.
Let her have it, son. Oh my gosh. I felt bad for her. But the crowd was laughing so hard. Like, it was probably about 15 minutes of his jokes. Of him just ripping into her.
Chris Tucker is not a good stand up.
He was funny this night.
Was the funny being him roasting that lady? Was that. Because he had a Netflix special a couple years ago. That shit was horrible.
I liked the Michael Jackson shit on that.
That's it.
That was funny.
But that was
Christmas. I mean, it's Christmas. He said, yeah, I'm going to call you Christmas.
That was that was on that stand-up?
Yeah.
Okay.
He do that everywhere now.
My old job right there.
After that stand-up, he do that everywhere.
but go ahead.
Where I'm at?
Your number three?
My number three. All right, my number three got to be... I'm going to go with a New York comedian. You might not know him.
Capone?
No, his name is Capone, though.
Oh, his name is Capone?
Yeah.
It's just Capone, not Tone just Capone.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking about, Capone. I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah.
What, he and...
Paper Soldiers.
Paper Soldiers, yeah.
Yep, funny. Yeah.
He was on Comic View, too?
He was. Yeah. He might have been a host at one time.
He passed, ain't it?
No. He still tours.
Oh, okay. One of them New York guys passed away.
Rashid?
Is he talking about the one, hey, Bobby? Bobby know nothing.
That's Rasheed.
He passed away. Okay.
That's Rasheed.
Okay.
Yeah. Diddy Comedy Jam. He was known for that.
Yeah. Because he had a little kind of husky voice or whatever.
Like, yeah, Bobby. Yeah, he was robbing him. He was like, I don't give you nothing.
I don't see nothing.
Yeah.
But Capone, I'm trying to think. Well, he
was considered a gangster rap. I mean, gangster comedy. Mm. That's what he go by now, I think. He does like a New York tour. Him and Spanish guy and like three other people.
What's the furthest they would come? Like the furthest away they would come to you, you would go see him. How far? If you came to Charlotte, would you go see him?
Charlotte, I would.
Atlanta,
I kind of would. I probably last year or the year before, me and him talked about filming
being on the show.
No, filming.
Filming his special.
His special. Yeah.
Okay.
For YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need mics?
Oh, shoot. You got some?
Hey.
Hey, we're talking about it. Yeah.
So Capone is your Capone. Number three.
Yeah, number three.
Okay.
And the only reason I put him in there was because I didn't want the typical, okay, you know.
It's your favorite. Don't try the typical out.
Because
your reason could be different from my reason.
I don't want to clash. Everybody's number one.
Mike.
Better be the man.
Yeah, I don't know. You a little.
I'm a high mind.
No, I can't read that far.
It got to be the man. But
I know.
We'll see.
We'll come back around.
It's a few men's. It's a few men's.
It's the one, though.
It's a few men's.
It's the one. But, you know, the age group for his stand-ups were a little, you know.
Oh, I know you're thinking the one who sucked dick. Go ahead.
What?
Who
your
number
number two.
My number two, Kevin Hart.
Really?
Yes. Kevin Hart stand-up.
Not the
most current ones.
That's apropos.
But when he first came out,
I was gonna add him to my
first few stand up,
nigga.
It was very funny to me.
What was the one where he was like drop firing them niggas?
That was not the last one.
No, that was the one before.
That was like three.
That was the third. Three ago. Yeah. Yeah, you liked that? Didn't you go see that one
to the movies?
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't go.
My mother told me. To tell you.
This one was the one before that.
No, I'm just saying. Mind your motherfucking business, bitch. You little stupid bitch. You little dumb teaching, bitch. 2 + 2 not knowing what the fuck it is, bitch.
No titty having ass, bitch.
No titty having ass, bitch.
Oh, he said she ain't got no nipple.
Bro, I'm telling you, when people say that Kevin Hart,
all right, all right, all right.
when people say that Kevin Hart was never funny, I'd be like, y'all, you tripped.
Yeah.
Yo,
he was funny at one time.
Those first stand-ups was hilarious.
He's still funny now in them movies.
In them movies, he cracks me up. I love Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I do not hate on Kevin. I don't know how people, I don't know why people just hate on Kevin.
The same,
he's funny as hell.
In the last episode, the same reason why people hate on Taylor Swift and
yeah, it's just like,
they
he
just
winning.
Too big. He too yeah. big winning. That's it.
He's you know what? Funny. Kevin Hart, he came, I saw him. I saw him in person.
That's him. Oh, you went to see him in person?
I saw him in person. It was before that first big arena one.
Mm-hmm. That's the Set Fire on Them Bitches?
No, the first one. What was the first one?
I don't know the name.
The Laugh Little Grown Man?
Little Grown Man.
Are you talking about when he was in Madison Square Garden?
The first one. The first big one. Not Drop Fire on. Drop Fire was like his third one.
That was, so it got to be Grown Little Man or something like that.
He did Madison Square Garden that soon?
No, he did. That was like his third one.
What?
Madison Square Garden.
What? Which one?
But when I seen him in person, I saw him and I was like, I hope he don't do, you know, same jokes from something from this and from that. Totally different set. And he was in the front of a, like, you know, a room.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed it. Like, he was funny. And that was the funniest I seen. That was funnier than the stand up.
Seriously funny?
Probably. If that was his first
Laugh
one.
At My Pain. The first one was I'm a Grown Little Man.
Grown Little Man.
Then, yeah, that was that time.
But that was big, like Madison Square Garden Grown
no.
Little Man?
No.
I thought Set Fire Them Bitches was the Madison Square Garden was the big one.
Nah, the big, when I say big, I mean everybody went and watched it.
I'm saying big.
All right was his big one.
No, that was
hilarious. That was Madison Square Garden, like arena tour one.
Yeah, it had to
I'm
be.
Trying to see. I'm
he went from like almost regular, you know, stand ups to arenas.
But now, it was a time when he was doing like township auditorium type places.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about like the televised ones, like the Netflix shit. The first big Netflix was that serious one.
Netflix?
Was it Netflix? Yeah.
I don't think Netflix was doing comedy specials back then.
Then what? It was the movies?
Nah, it had to be HBO.
Mm. Okay.
A Showtime or something like that. Yeah. But like, even the specials, like, people film, they don't be in, like, real big arenas. That's what I'm trying to say, like.
They be regular.
Let me explain what's Madison Square Garden.
What year was that?
2013.
Yeah, so that's the Set Fire to Them Bitches.
Yeah.
That's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one where he.
That's the arena one.
That's over the top one. Mm-hmm. That's that one. That's the one. that's the Bum Bump one.
No.
That's not Bum Bump?
That's not Bum Bump.
Which one was Bum
the
Bump?
One before that.
Laugh at My Pain was Bum Bump.
Laugh at My Pain
I
was Bum
Laugh
Bump?
I think Laugh at My Pain or Seriously Funny, one of those two were Bum Bumps.
But you.
I'm going to tell you, Bum Bump came out. When I was working at a certain place.
It had to be 2010 or 11.
Nah, this was 13.
No,
this
but Bum Bum no, came out then.
The place I was working, I had to have a CDL, and mm-hmm. I didn't get my CDL to 2013.
Mm.
And that's the one that was in the movie.
Yeah.
But
it was Bum Bum was one of those. It wasn't Let Me
It wasn't
Explain.
Let Me Explain?
It couldn't have been.
The reason.
Oh, no, it was.
I'm telling you, I know what
it
I'm talking
was,
about.
It was.
Yeah.
I just looked at the picture, it was.
Yeah.
But you know what? The reason I say the big ones is because
Help Me, that was on mm-hmm. that too.
If you think about it, he used to have like not Comic View specials, but like Comedy Central specials and stuff like that. He got like real low end stand ups also. That's why I said the big one.
Well, yeah.
Cause he sucked really, and when he first came out, he was trash.
And what?
Def Comedy Jam
was funny.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about before?
Yeah, was it Def Comedy Jam? No, Comedy Central.
He was on. He was So he used to be with like Keith Robinson, Patrice O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
All of them used to. It was like a clique of them that always used to do stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. But I don't.
Yeah, he wasn't standing out then. He wasn't as good.
I mean, he was the youngest one, though.
Nah, I ain't going by the young.
I'm saying he was the youngest one as far as, like, youngest being in the game. That's why he was hanging with them. They was, like, mentoring him and shit.
I don't care what age he was, man.
It matters.
No, it don't.
If you've only been doing it for 6 months and these people have been doing it for 5 years, they're going to be better than you.
Ari Spears. I ain't saying who was better out of the bunch. I'm just saying he sucked.
No, I'm saying they. All I'm saying is they mentored him back then. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then he got better through time. He
sucked. Why you say Ari Spears?
Because he started when he was like 17, 16.
Uh-oh. I'm not saying, I didn't say age though. I was talking time doing stand-up.
Yeah, because you only get better as you keep, you know.
I got you.
Practice makes perfect.
I hear you. Where we at? My number three?
No, my number two.
No.
You're number two.
His number two.
My number two is Cat Williams.
I knew somebody was going to say Cat.
Cat was at, when he came to Columbia one time, and he was like, y'all got two malls. One is Columbia and one is Columbiana. Whatever you do, don't get caught at night at Columbia. Like, he was just saying shit. Yeah. But he was saying shit about the city.
Yeah.
But that shit was funny. But then he did that same, like, that was on a comedy tour that he was doing a special on.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same tour, he put it up, but he filmed it in Jacksonville. And he did the same thing in Jacksonville where, like, he was like, you know, the South side, this, that, and the third, but don't get caught on the north side.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get caught. You know what I'm saying? He kind of like would do his homework about the area he was in, but that one was funny. Like, I laughed the hardest at Cat Williams because his jokes just be like, a lot of times just be jokes.
Yeah.
And it'll be like thought provoking type shit. Yeah. And I be crying laughing at Cat. I think he kind of a little bit crazy. good at comedians.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But he always do that shit. Whatever you do.
Wisco does that also.
Who that?
Does his like research on the area. Mike Epps.
Yeah. I saw he'll
talk about the mall and stuff like that.
I saw him in person one time too.
He was funny. I saw him in person too. He
kind of disappointed me.
You think so?
Because the same thing he did, the same bit he did, or this show he did in person, he had it on a Netflix special.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah. That's when I went and see Kevin Hart. I was hoping he had, you know,
new material. Yeah.
So,
but like, I feel like once they, like, I didn't mind the Cat Williams stuff because I saw him before they put out the special.
Mm-hmm.
But with Mike Epps, I saw the special and he came in person.
Yeah.
And then he had the same jokes. I'm like, nah, you should have had some new jokes by then.
Yeah, he do recycle jokes.
Yeah,
he do. And that might be why he didn't make my list. Because he's almost like a regular friend around the block, you know, trying to make you laugh.
That's the kind of jokes he tell. And that's probably why he recycled. I don't think he work on.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think he work on his stand-up. He just kind of he freestyle it.
He's a good one. He's up there with some of the best, but
I don't think so. I wouldn't put him in the top 10. I can name 10. I might not put him in the top 15.
I put him in the top 10. I think I would.
Of all time? His generation.
Let's go with top 10 black comedians. Urban, I'm sorry. I put him in top 10.
Over Eddie Murphy.
I didn't say over anybody now.
Never, ever.
He might be number 10. Eddie. He might be number 10 on the list, but he can make the top.
Let's revisit that after we get number one.
My number one is
we'll say number one at the same time and see if everybody.
No. I was thinking
one.
That.
Yeah. What's your number? So you on your number two?
I'm on my number two. Bill Cosby.
Okay, old man.
Bill Cosby. His stand-ups are still like staples. If you go and watch his stand-ups now, Bill Cosby himself still funny.
I wasn't alive.
Jeffrey, sit down. Jeffrey, get down. Yeah, no.
Before my time.
See, that's why I didn't want to.
I'm surprised you ain't had Red Fox.
Red Fox is honorable mention. Listen,
man.
I mean, George Carlin on your list?
No, I don't like him.
You don't like George Carlin?
No.
Why? Too thought provoking for you?
No, why you gotta be thought provoking?
He is. He talk about politics and.
So you trying to say I don't think about nothing?
You don't.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
I got one for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, nigga? Don't fight. Nigga got me in a corner.
But yeah, Bill Cosby, I'm telling you.
I can't say whether or not. I know he is.
I can't speak
on legendary.
It. So if you got series XM radio or something like that, they got the comedy.
The Laugh Funny. Oh, I love that channel.
They go through everybody have like
a little
you
clip.
Might hear a little clip of Kevin Hart, or you might hear the joke Red Fox.
They used to do that on the radio. They'll play like a clip of a joke or whatever.
It was of the week or of the day?
It might, be Friday, of the day.
Of the day?
I think.
Just like that, and that's how the...
But it'd just be a whole, just the whole time, just one joke. Joke.
And if you listen to it, XM Radio, I mean, you sit there and listen to some of them stand-ups or something, you'll hear Red Fox, and you'll be like, oh, okay, so that nigga was funny.
I'm watching your pockets.
Why you say that?
Because you got all of these subscriptions, and you got regular cable. Red Fox, I like Red Fox. I heard this bitch, she was... you know, Red Fox, he got, you know.
I mean, I wish I knew a Red Fox because
me too.
He was blue, as they would say back in the day.
I don't know Red Fox stand up. I just, him and Della Reese, yes. Those two in Harlem Nights.
Red Fox was clever, though.
You can't kiss nothing, you blind motherfucker. Kiss, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, swallow it and shut the fuck up.
So that was your number two.
Number two.
On the count of three.
All righty.
Everybody say.
No, y'all sure y'all want to do this? I know y'all didn't say who I picked.
Well, you think yours different?
I don't know.
What's your number one?
You want me to just say it?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
See, okay.
I knew it.
That was my number one, too.
Not me.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle is fucking funny.
Yeah, he funny.
Period.
He's funny, but, man, come on.
Oh, God.
Chill Here out. We go.
I know why you don't like him.
I mean, chill
why
out.
Don't like, why don't you like
him? Chill out. Why don't you like him?
You don't like Dave? You don't like him?
No, I didn't say I don't like him.
Oh, because you like to laugh.
But the new Dave, the cigarette smoking Dave's, come on, chill.
Why the chill?
Don't kick knowledge from my shit.
You got to think too much. Exactly.
I don't want to hear no knowledge. Just go ahead and be funny. Talk about trannies. Talk about,
Hey. Wrong word.
I'm sorry.
Bring it back.
No, that's the word that Dave's used, though.
We don't use that on my show.
Transmission.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Talk about the transmission.
That's disrespectful.
How?
I have trans listeners. Please stop.
I mean, talk about them.
The trans community.
I'm just saying them. Is that good?
Yes. Don't disrespect our seven trans listeners.
Shout out to the trans listeners. But
yes, see,
I'm not into that Dave.
DSGB, don't do that.
That's what we doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Digital block. No, digital.
What was
digital
supercuts?
What?
The barbershop supercuts was across the street.
Yeah, and barbershop too.
Oh my gosh!
You don't remember? Man. It was part two, right?
There was a competition. Next. I only seen barbershop once.
They had a basketball hoop.
Didn't they have a fish tank in there?
Yeah, a fish tank.
And then he was talking, I can't remember the white guy name in the movie.
But he white
was
Mike.
Like, he was like, listen to how silent it is. And he turned it on. And he was like,
oh, when they had broke in to see what the inside of it. Yeah.
And then the cop came out. He was like, what are y'all doing? Breaking it in the ring? He was like, nah, I heard it's nice in there. And then Ice Cube looked at him like, and then, oh man, they got a basketball court in here. They got a fish tank. And his partner ran in. I said, they ain't shit.
Wasn't that in the movie with Anthony Anderson trying to steal the...
That was the first one.
That was the first barbershop.
That was the first one.
The other one was the second one with the supercuts.
Yeah. Who was... what's his name?
Which one?
Kel? Is it Kel?
D-Rail Davis?
No.
Not D-Ray Davis.
D-Ray?
Kel Mitchell. No, Keenan.
Is it Keenan's the big one, right? Yeah, yeah. Keenan. Keenan was in that one. And he was a terrible barber.
Yeah.
I like Chappelle though.
But go ahead.
Chappelle, man, Corey. When he told that joke, he was like, I'ma tell y'all the punchline of the joke. And I'll guarantee you it's gonna be funny.
So he basically did the joke backwards.
Kinda. He was like, I kicked in the pussy.
Yeah.
And they was like, okay. No, he was like, tell me something. Did he get that from the audience?
Yeah.
He got it from the audience. Yeah, somebody just yelled out, I kicked in the pussy. He's like, all right, I'm going to come back to that or whatever. And he told his whole long ass story. I want to say the story was about stovetop stuffing or some shit.
And he's like, said, I kicked her in the pussy.
Nigga.
And everybody started laughing.
When he did that, I was like, yo, that's crazy.
But that makes him.
Because
we
understand.
Have our favorites.
I understand. I'm not saying your favorites aren't good. I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
You just don't like to think. About the
nah, I'm not saying
you
that.
Just want to laugh.
Have you seen his?
I like Killing Me Softly, David.
I like all Davids.
I like all
Davids. Not Dave, but David.
Here we go.
It's amazing that he's the same person that was in Like the Dave now, like you said,
half baked.
Not even half baked. Was in Nutty Professor.
Reggie.
No, yeah, not Reggie. Reggie.
Yeah. Reggie. Yeah.
Every time I turn around, it's his birthday. Woo, woo! It's the full moon tonight.
Now, who is sucking whose titties?
And then Eddie Murphy. Reggie, take that thing off your
Reggie,
head.
You're with me.
I'm tired of
I know shit locks when I see it.
He was like, oh, but now it's time for Reggie to karate size your ass. Oh, yeah.
He was sagging.
He killed it on on all those movies where he was like the, you know, the almost go-to comedian of the show.
Oh, like on Half Baked?
Well, no. What was the other one?
When he was
Martin
on
Lawrence.
Blue Street.
Blah. Blah, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to rip your tongue out. And lick my balls with it. He was like, show him a thing you do. He was like, nah.
Good.
He said, I'm going to rip your lips off. Kiss my ass with it.
I've only seen that once.
What, for real? Street?
Yeah.
Aww. You can do it again, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I watched that a couple of times.
I'd rather watch The Kingdom again.
All right, Corey, what's your favorite Dave Chappelle stand-up? Is it the new ones or the old ones?
I would just say I'm more newer.
Yeah.
When he was talking about the alphabet community.
That was a
That's
good one.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a good one. Who's the people in the car? And
yeah.
Yeah. They do treat the
Cause he was like, you know, it's the gays and the lesbians in the front. And then you got the and he said you got the bis in the back and then
in the trans.
And the trans and the
They hate the trans. They all hate the trans.
He was saying the trans came and knocked on the window. He was just like he was like, we still trying to figure out shit. And he was like, the gays come in like, make this motherfucker here.
Yeah, he was smart on that. Yeah,
he's clever on it.
He's mm-hmm. very clever.
He's almost like
he's
a
smart.
I'm trying to think of another. What's the guy? Paul Mooney. Was
yeah,
kind of clever. Also, yeah. He was clever.
Damn, I forgot about Paul.
Yeah, he's an honorable
Paul
mention.
He's my brother's favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why was he your number one? B.
All of those reasons, like yeah. It's the smart shit, the silly mm-hmm. shit, the make you think shit. Like he did, yeah. He was on. I forgot about it, but he was on Saturday Night Live a week before last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I missed it. I saw all the clips after.
Yeah,
but.
And I saw his opening monologue. That shit was so good.
Yeah,
that shit was so good. I saw him. Matter of fact, he came to Columbia, and I saw him in Columbia a few years ago. This was like 2016, 2017. And he was at a township.
So he's your number one of all time.
Of all time.
Okay.
Of all time.
All right. Well, my number one of all times.
The
sorry.
Dick sucker.
Who?
Who's your number one?
Nah. Where do you get this from?
Richard Pryor.
Definitely not.
Oh. Who?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
I knew you would say Eddie.
The oh, yeah. GOAT. Your GOAT would say he's the GOAT.
Yo, no, he says yes. Richard Pryor.
He does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All them boys say Richard Pryor.
Yeah, they all say Richard Pryor.
Don't try to put me together.
But you know who's, you know, they, Richard Pryor, you know, Eddie Murphy got it from Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
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 That was his mentor.
That's my number one, though.
Oh, that's a good one. I was when Raw and all of that stuff came out. I was
yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, some of y'all might be. And plus,
but,
he
technically,
two.
You too young too.
Eddie,
no, I went and saw Delirious. I went and saw Raw in the movies. My parents brought me to the movies.
What movie? Yeah. What year that came out? Like
88.
Oh, it came out 88. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought it came out like 83.
Yeah.
So you was like 17 then. So now you were. So you was what, like 11 or 12?
I was 10.
You was 10. Okay.
But that wasn't.
Oh, you only 3. Okay.
That wasn't the shit they should have brought me to, though.
See, now, Eddie.
Was that the one where he was talking about the F words? What he had on pink or red? I mean, purple or
purple.
Red? Yeah, purple.
Yeah.
I think the red one he was talking about, because the red one was the first
woo-hoo.
One.
When they pulled up on him?
I think
so. He said
so.
One was on top of the roof instead of a siren.
That was on which one?
That was the first one.
That was the first one. Okay.
That was Delirious.
That might have came out in 83 or 4 or something like that.
Delirious had a lot of writers like Paul Mooney. And Keenan Ivory Wayans. I think Damon might have wrote on that too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't knock that Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy is
now he's my favorite comedic actor. Black comedic actor, yes.
Black comedic. Who's your favorite white comedic actor?
Jim Carrey.
Jim
we
Carrey.
Spoke about this before y'all.
We did?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I first started here.
I forgot what we were talking about.
When I first started
I don't remember what you
here.
Said when you first started.
Of course
today.
You didn't.
today.
Of course.
Concussions.
Always blame it on your concussions that you never went to the doctor for.
Yeah. Why should I? I know what it is. You wait till the CTE kick in and I start throwing tables.
Okay.
Yep. But that's it. That's my number one.
That's fair. Y'all got any honorable mentions?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. All right,
we got 10 minutes.
Do you have any?
I got a lot. Yeah. I got one, Howie Bell.
Okay, I'm going to go down my...
Oh my gosh, that's my number.
Howie Bell got one joke that might be the funniest, one of the funniest jokes ever when he was talking about...
The
mean granny?
Yeah.
Mean granny saying stuff twice?
Hey.
You ain't going to be running in and out? You ain't going to be running in and out?
Hey, he said that granny is real. I did an interview with him.
Oh, yeah, she real. That's my mama.
He said she's real. Like,
sit down, go in there, go to bed. Yeah, that's everybody granny.
You ain't going to be running in and out.
You ain't going to be running
in and out. Howie Bell. Yeah.
Granny.
Get out of here.
I told you not to have onions on my burger.
She wiped it off with a dish rag.
No, he said, I'm allergic to mustard. Yeah. I'm allergic to mustard. He said, my granny was in there washing dishes. Granny rinsed the rag out.
And took his burger and wiped the burger.
And gave him, sit down and eat it.
You see, he's like, drink your juice, and go to bed. Go to bed.
Shout out to Howie Bell.
Shout out to Howie Bell.
Another one of mine is he's popping. He like real popping now. A comedian. He got big off of something that they made it into a cartoon. Ali Sadiq. And Ali Sadiq.
Yeah, he didn't make your list.
Not my top five of all time.
I guess so.
He got the Mexicans got on boots. Oh God, you don't know that joke?
Nah, I really don't listen to him.
I'm not gonna tell you the joke. I'm a pull it up on YouTube. The Mexicans got on boots.
All right.
Oh, my God. The progression of that joke and that story, it is hilarious. Him. Cedric the Entertainer. I used to like old Cedric because old Cedric used to be on Comic View. Mm-hmm. You know, on Comic View, you had to be clean.
Yeah.
So he was like one of the clean comedians that never cursed on Comic View, but I thought he was always funny. Sinbad.
Oh, Sinbad. He had.
Funny as hell.
And no cursing.
No cursing.
Just like Bill.
Yeah.
Yep. He was. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I could have put him above.
Sinbad really could probably be top 10 of all time.
Mm. He could be. I could have put him before Bill Bellamy.
You definitely could.
Yeah, you should have.
He had a joke about like going on the Nutra, whatever, like the weight loss system or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, if you want a snack, you can get a Nutra chip. Like, what am I gonna do? You know what I'm saying? He always act like he out of breath and shit. He just had a stroke not too long ago.
I was gonna say, how's he doing though?
I know he had a stroke and he, you know what I'm saying? But, you know. But anyway, y'all, what's some of your honorable mentions?
Monique. Monique was funny.
Monique.
When, back in her Queens and Comedy era.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some more.
Definitely.
Some more
was funny.
She's my
She's kind of nasty though.
She's my number one.
Lunel is nasty.
Lunel, wow.
Wild as hell.
But the main joke I remember from some more was I think she was on Comedy View. She was like, she had got a new vibrator and she was like, she fucked it up using it the first time because she chipped a tooth.
Damn.
She's my number one female comedian.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samora cracked me up. I got another one, Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be on, she did a joke on Comedy View. I didn't like her.
Oh, that's the dark
big tall
one?
Dark skin, mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Ghostbusters?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think she's funnier in movies than
she's funnier than movies.
Stand up, because.
But I liked her.
I didn't like
one. It was a joke that she was talking about when Beyonce, well, not Beyonce, but Destiny's Child. And they were independent women.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yeah, y'all all keep singing that song because y'all going to be independent in your independent ass apartments, lonely and cold as hell, stupid bitches.
That's all you have for honorable mentions?
Oh, I like Akash Singh. He's an Indian.
Oh, Akash. I don't fuck Akash.
Okay.
Trump supporting ass bitch.
Oh,
does he?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's funny.
Oh, since you said Akash, Aziz.
Aziz is funny.
South Carolina's own Aziz and
South. Yes.
Oh, he's from South Carolina?
Uh-huh.
What Venezuela. Part?
Venezuela.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Aziz, I like his show. He had a show called Master of None on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That show was so funny because you know how Aziz act kind of like just a weird act, and I don't know, just something about how he acted. That shit just tripped me out, man. I like if I was just having a conversation with that dude, I'd just be laughing at like the way he be talking and shit. But yeah, Aziz funny. How about you? You got some honorable mentions?
Ray Lepowski. I don't know if you know him, but for the listeners, go to YouTube real quick. Type in Ray Lepowski. Who else I got on that honorable mention? You know, Martin Lawrence.
Oh God, no.
Def Comedy Jam. Martin Lawrence was funny as hell.
All the Martin Lawrence's, his stand up. You so crazy.
I did not like Martin.
Run tell that.
You so crazy. Dorain.
Oh, what's the one where he was talking about the
ooey?
Yeah, that shit. Was run not tell funny. That. That shit was not funny to me.
No.
Nah, not to me. I'm sorry if that's your, you know, it's your honorable mention. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Y'all just love telling people, oh, you're a suck. Both of y'all.
Y'all suck.
Fuck Akash.
Both of y'all.
That's what we're here for.
Fuck Akash.
We're supporting each other.
Unbelievable.
I think that's it. I could go through them for days.
Yeah, it's a lot of comedians. Ones. I like to laugh, though. One person that I used to like back in the day that a lot of people don't like is Lisa Lampanelli. Cause she
the heavy set
white
girl.
And she tell those jokes about blacks and you know what I'm saying. Yep. That shit be racist, but the shit be funny to me, man. Ooh, you know who good? Now we talking.
Man, they roasted her talking about her and black dicks.
Oh,
Jeff Ross. He always do the roast.
The roasting guy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He is fucking hilarious.
He's one of the best roasters.
One of the best roasters. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They did the Tom Brady roast. That shit. Ooh. Watching the Martha Stewart documentary, and whoever wrote her roasting jokes, she was, oh my God.
That so it had fun. To be, he might have been the one.
Might have been the one to write, yep. Yeah. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite comedians. I don't know, feel like we did this one before, but email us anyway, because mine probably changed.
Yeah.
Corey. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
They can find me on some social media sites. Corey Sin. Just search my name.
Where can they find you on Red Note? Where can they find you on Red Note?
Corey Sin.
Okay, just checking.
Xiao Hong Shu.
Gazoon
Red Note.
Xiao Hong Shu.
Xiao Hong Shu.
Find me on the last episode.
You always do that.
You never know.
Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Thank y'all for listening. Hope you enjoy. This your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you at, this is the DJ Blaze Show.